Blog Talk Radio.
It is time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar York, on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word, and from the Word, putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. It is
Thank you.
Bless, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Wake up. Good morning, everyone. We are so delighted to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful, cool, cold, crisp morning. We are so delighted to be a part of your day, and we hope that you have your ears on so that you can be a part of our day. We are so delighted to bring you this program, another from the Word. This is episode 279 through the BTR platform, and we are so delighted to bring this program to you. Oh, my friend, the Lord has blessed us with another wonderful, wonderful day, hasn't he? On yesterday, this day was not even promised, but the Lord loved us so much that he allowed us to see another day. We that are on the top sorrow, and not the sorrow on top of us, and we that are on this side of heaven, another day, so that we all can make what's wrong in our lives right and walk closer and closer with him. Hey. My friend, are you ready? Are you ready to praise the Lord? Because that's what we do here on Chatting from the Word. We praise the Lord. Yes, we do. You know, we here on Chatting from the Word, we try to help you in the morning so that you can wake up praising the Lord. It's just a good thing to wake up and praise him and give back all that glory and that love to us all this week. I don't know about you, my friend, but my Lord has been so good to me. What about you? We definitely serve a good God, and he's not just good some of the time, but he is good all of the time, 24/7. And he needs our praise. I don't know about you, my friend, but I love to praise the Lord. Amen. Let's praise him. Let's praise him this morning, because I love to praise him. I love to praise the Lord. I really love to praise him. And that reminds me of a song of praise. I love to praise him. And I know you love him too. Amen and amen. First of all, we want to welcome all of our new listeners. If this is your first time listening to us here on Chatting from the Word, we want to welcome you to the program, but not only just welcome you to the program, but we would love for you to know that you are our honored guest. We thank you this morning for having your ears on. Thank you. And thank you. Tell others about us. Yes, tell others about us. Tell me on at 9:30 in the morning, praising the Lord. Shout it from the mountaintop. Shout it from the roof that we are on in the morning, chatting about the Word of God. Yes, we are. We are chatting. Not just chatting, but we are proclaiming the Word. If you want to be a part of our day-to-day, you can always call in. I'll call the number here. Call 397-6722. Our number, if you want to call in and be part of the program, That number is 319-527-6722. And we appreciate that very much. At this time, we want to ask for your donation, for your contribution, if you can give it. We only ask for, begin at $5, at least begin at $5, so that we can keep this fine program going and going. Everything costs, my friend. Yes, it do. And we can't get around the cost of this program to proclaim God's word. And if you're interested in keeping this fine program going, help us out here in a financial way on chatting from the word. And if you're wondering where to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go to our page, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443, at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443, at gmail.com. Now, with paypal.com, when you go to PayPal and pull that up, you might also get Oscar York Publishing. That is us, too. And also, you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is a little 3443 at gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York, 3443 at gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today. Do it today so that we can pay our bills and keep this fine program rocking and a rolling. What are you listening to? What are you listening to? Well, you're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am your host, Brother Oscar York, the voice on the BT Outroad platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important snap, snap, crackle, and pop in your. And we are so delighted to do just that. Amen and amen. What time it is. What time is it, my friend? What time is it? Yes, it's the time that we take out time to call our roll, to let you know that we want to thank you. Give a shout out to you that are listening to the program. But right now, we haven't done our research on that to see who's all listening per se. But we want to take this time to say to you all that are listening to us live to say thank you, and thank you for listening to us live here on Chatting from the Word. And we appreciate it. Yes, we do. Amen and amen. And now, my friend, it's time for us to do a snapshot of the program for today, because we want to give you something to listen to. We don't want to listen, but we want to tell you what you're listening to so that you can keep your ears on and listen. Are you listening? Do you have your ears on? But first of all, you heard an introductory song, which was sung by Steve Adams, singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. And we saints in the house of God can sing Glory, Hallelujah, because one day when our Lord comes for his church. And we're going to be marching in that number. I don't know about you, my friend, this morning, but I want to walk in that number or march in that number. I don't know about you, but I really do. When the Lord comes back and comes in the cloud, Revelation said he's going to come in the cloud one day, and every eye going to see him. Regardless where you are, when he comes back, you want to see him. And he's going to come back to judge the world. So, my friend, if you're in the right place where he can take you on home, oh, my friend, I feel for you. We just hope that through this program you can get in the right place when the saints go marching in. Amen and amen. And in our prayer time, we hope that you listen long enough to get to our prayer time. And, of course, our prayer time scripture will be 121. That is Psalms 121 division. And if you have a copy of God's word and would love to read along with us, you are welcome to do just that. Amen and amen. And of course, yes, yes, you don't have to ask Brother Oscar. Yes, we are going to chat this morning, and we're changing the topic of Paul's first letter that he wrote to the Corinthian church. And verse, I believe verse is, let me see here, verse 25. He changes a little bit, but he still had the same idea about temptation, about edifying the church, about expediency, all things are not expedient. And he moves on talking about for conscience sake. We say this, we made this statement. We said, we need to be careful what we say to one another. Don't hurt the conscience of anyone. And many of us, we hurt the conscience of so many people. We don't be careful what we say to one another. I believe that has to go along with the love that we have for the Lord. When we treat our brothers, our sisters, human beings, I'm not just talking about those that are in the body of Christ, but I'm talking about everybody. We should not know one. And this is what Apostle Paul is talking about. And this is what we're going to be talking about, too, in our chat time. And we hope that you keep your ears on long enough to hear me chat. Amen and amen. And my snapshot of the program today. All right, all right, all right. Snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to get on board? Get on board the gospel. The gospel explosion. And if you're ready to board the gospel explosion, line up, and have your tickets out. And if you lined up with your tickets out, get on board, get on board. All is on board.
Sweet are our friends.
we need to pray for one another. Pray for me as I pray for you. My friend, if you have a copy of God's Word, our scripture text for our prayer time will be found in Psalms, the 121 division. That is Psalms, the 121 division. And the psalmist, he penned these words. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He was not moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth thee will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun cannot smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going again. From this point forth, even forevermore. Amen. And amen. David said, the Lord will be our help in times of need. Better go to the Lord in prayer than he could. Our Father, let be thy name. Father, we come to you in the scriptures of the Lord. With our heads, minds, hearts lifted up to you, Father, first of all, in thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for so many blessings that you have bestowed upon us this morning. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning to the of Jesus. Father, you love us so much. And Father, we thank you for the Lord, Jesus Christ, to come down on this true world to show us how to live, to show us how to live, and to show us how to connect, taking upon himself the cross. Becoming sin in your mercy, so that our sins may be washed away in your blood. Oh, Father, come down to the ground and touch our present life of babies and others, oh, mother and father. Oh, Father, become grandfather for the rest of Ukraine situation. Father, we pray that you be with the people so that you can stop all the things you say and the blood. We pray for the world that we do. Father, we recognize that many do not know you. Father, we pray that the flowers of Christians come like Christ and hope. That some may come to you and recognize where they need salvation. Oh, Father, we just thank you all over the place this morning. Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones. Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones that are here. Those that have police officers in their family and they gave their lives to the line of duty. Father, we pray for them too. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our political leaders. Father, we recognize that they have a job, a tough job to do. Father, we pray that they never make laws for giving us and rescuing you. Oh, Father, give them come down to the church, Father. We pray that you, shining his light, leading others to Christ. Oh, Father, we pray for all of our listeners at this time that's listening under the sound of my voice. Father, we pray that you be with them through the thick and thin. We pray that you be with them through the unbelief. We pray that you be with them and help them through their doubts. Father, we pray that you cast all their doubts and belief in the deepest part of the sea. all part of the same flop program here in California, where it happens on us to keep the time program going and going. The lesson today that we're going to be chatting about help us, and we may say something to help someone who needs to be helped. We pray for those that are lost, we pray for those that are in this world when it comes to the gospel. Jesus, in curse and never is cursed. In Jesus' blessed name, we pray. Amen. And amen. We want to thank you for reading us scripture text along with us, or praying along with us in other ways. As always, we hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. Hey. We have arrived at our second half of the program. Most of you probably want to thank the Lord that we are at the halfway point of the program. And we hope that you kept your ears on long enough to this point, because we're getting ready at this point with the chat. In the chat, we are so delighted that you still have ears on and that you're still listening. As always, at this point, too, we want to ask for your contribution a second time. Now, if you can give your contribution today, it will be a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we want at least $5. We are asking for at least $5. And if you can help us in a financial way, we hope that you can do that. And if you wonder what to send your proceeds, you can send it. We do have an account on PayPal. Pull up the PayPal webpage, paypal.com, and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is OscarYork@gmail.com. And we hope that you can do it today so that we can keep this fine program going. Amen and amen. Wait a minute. Wait. What are you listening to? That's right. You're listening to Chatting from the Word. And I am his host, Brother Oscar York, Zone Voice, on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian. And we are so, so glad to do it. The snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk. Amen and amen. I'm looking at the time, and we got plenty of time to deal with the chat today. And we're going to deal with it today. We are going to deal with it. And this is the time that. And we are so delighted that you have kept the ears on long enough to chat with Brother Oscar this morning on his fine chat lesson that we're going to chat about. And if you want to join me this morning, our number is 319-527-6722. If you want to chat with Brother Oscar at this time, during our chat time, the number is 319-527-6722. And I want you to have a voice, too, in what we are talking about, what we are chatting about, because I believe the Word of God is too important not to know it. You understand what I'm saying? If you one day want to see God's face in glory and spend all eternity with him, that's important. I know One thing I don't want to do when Christ comes back for his people, I want to be in that number. I don't know about you. I want to go home with my Lord. I don't want to go down there with Satan and his angels are going. Where there's fire, where it's heated up a hundred and hundred of millions of times hot than anything you ever felt down here on earth. And you think, as you put your hand in the fire, you can die. The Bible says hell is going to be hotter than that. So I don't want to spend time cool at where my Lord is at. I want to spend eternity praising and loving him. I don't know about you, but that's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. When this world, all this world comes to end, that's where I want to be. And if the world don't come to end during your time, the catch is we're all going to die one day. I don't know about you, but I'd rather die in the Lord than die going to hell. Because, my friend, hell is a real place, and I don't want to go there. And I don't know anyone who wants to go to hell. Do you? Do you? Yes, we all get comfortable with our lives down here, and we do things and stuff like that, but don't you know when you're in the body of Christ and when you do fall, you can get right back up and say, Father, forgive me. And many of us, we don't recognize that. We don't recognize because none of us are perfect. I know I'm not perfect, but I know you're not neither. That's why the Lord died on the cross and brought on grace. Thank you for grace. Amen, amen. Thank you for grace. If it would not be for grace, where would we be? Where would we be? I can only fathom. Where would I be? Where would we all be if it would not be for grace? At this time, and as we say on this part, we love chatting with you. We really do. We don't teach, we don't preach. But what we do here, we chat with you. We talk with you, trying to reason with you about the Word of God. We don't want to talk under you, nor do we want to talk over you, but we want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. People say many of us, we argue the most things that we argue about today is religion and politics. So I can understand politics. But religion, no. The reason why I said that, because the way is so plainly written in the Word of God. We know Christ is the way, and we know he left his disciples at that time to lead those in the way. So the apostles had left the lesson with instructions of how we can be saved, how we can be saved. The only problem, I believe, and if you see it the same, a lot of us, when we study the Word of God, we want to put me in it. We want to put Grandpa in it. We want to put Grandmama in it. And what I mean about that, we want to say, well, Grandmama didn't do it like that. Grandpa didn't do it like that. Mama and Daddy did not do it like that. But what the Word of God has to say to you? What is it saying to you? And the only thing we can know what it's saying to us is to study it. And that's why I'm so glad that I bring this program on Mondays through Fridays, if the Lord wills for us to do it. And we're chatting about the Word of God because we recognize the Word of God is too important to miss, too important. And if you're with us this morning, our chat, of course, is coming from the first letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Of course, Apostle Paul wrote two letters to the Corinthian church. And in the first letter, oh, it's an eye-opener, isn't it? He received a letter from many, several members from that church, and they let Brother Paul the Apostle know what was going on. And Brother Paul problems that the Corinthian church was having. And now we are in the 10th chapter of this letter that Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, and we are in verse 25. And that's where we want to begin this morning, verse 25. And let me read this for a little while. Verse 25 says, whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat lessons, conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience sake. And here Paul is talking about for conscience sake. Don't ruin conscience. Don't ruin anyone's conscience. And we say these words, we say we need to be careful what we say to one another. Don't hurt the conscience of anyone. And many do go back. Many do, they go back and they may talk bad about you. Many may gossip about you. And then you heard it through the grapevine and they're talking about you. Isn't that hurtful? When you hear people that you hold so high say some things bad about you, it hurts you. I remember, and I'm going to tell this story, and those that know me, I apologize. I'm going to tell the story because I believe it will help with the lesson. I remember back in, what year was that, 2003, when I was trying to get to Christ here, and when I didn't get the job, other things happened to me. Of course, my wife was sick. And my first wife, she had died. She died, but she was sick at this time. And when I didn't get the job, yeah, I was hurt. And I had to ask the church for a little financial assistance. And one of the brothers who I hold very highly esteemed, I esteemed him very highly. And he was at least a beautiful person. He said, "Brother, you're not a man. You say stand up, be a man. You should be a preacher of righteousness. You're not a man. You're a child. You're not a man." Yeah, I'm almost 50 years old at the time. And this brother that I held in high esteem, gonna talk bad about that. At least he said it to my face. And it made me feel so bad. So on the way of going home, I wasn't, I was thinking about what was in front of me. I was just thinking about that brother's statement, what he made to me. So on the way home, as I was traveling, I went through a stop sign. And by going through a stop sign, another truck hit me almost head on. And we had a wreck. We had a wreck, and the guy's truck was maybe more damaged. And we got out the truck, of course. We exchanged information, and we had to get his truck fixed. And, of course, I had to take my truck to the shop to get it fixed. But something else happened. The day I was taking the truck to the shop to be fixed, the sun of that day was really high. I could not see. So I almost traveled. I said, "Let me take this chance just to travel the road." Even the sun was so hot and I can't see. So I was traveling that road. I was riding on that road, and all of a sudden I felt a deep bump. I didn't know what was happening. I landed in a cornfield. Didn't know where I was. I landed in the cornfield and wrecked my truck again. I was taking my truck to be fixed and I wrecked it again along the way. But what Brother Oscar is saying, when you ruin your friend's conscience, you see the domino effect that it can have. And a lot of us, we don't think about that, do we? We don't think about when we, our people, especially people that we are close with, conscience. And this is what Apostle Paul is talking about. And here, Apostle Paul, let me read verse Let me read verse 27. To them that believe not, bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go. Whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience sake. Eat it. Eat it. Don't complain. Don't tell that person, oh, this doesn't taste good. You can't cook. Especially at this time of the year when it's Thanksgiving. And his homes to eat a turkey dinner, whatever, a sweet potato pie, or a lemon meringue pie, or whatever. So don't fall the one who did the cooking conscience. I said, sister, you can't cook. Brother, you can't cook. What I'm eating here? But you know what I'm talking about. How we can really people conscious that we know. And sometimes we can change the way they feel about us. We can change the relationship that we have for one another when we talk bad about, especially those that we do have a relationship with. So my question is it worth it? Is it worth it to say those words to cause that person conscious to be hurt? Or may ask their husband, they buy this nice looking dress and they think they looking so good, so good in it, and they think they styling, they think they looking good in it, and then they ask their husband, honey, how do I look in this dress? And the husband don't think you look good. And the husband might say, then I, oh, honey, you fine. You looking fine in that dress. But some might tell them the truth. Oh, I don't like it. In other words, what Brother Oscar is saying, sometimes if you cannot find nothing good to say, say nothing or season it up a little bit. Not saying you're lying, but season it up a little bit so that you will not hurt that person's conscience. Because sometimes you just don't know where that may lead to or what that may lead to when you hurt that person's conscience. And that's what we're talking about this morning, for conscience sake. And this is what Paul is talking about, for conscience sake. And I believe he is talking about conscience here because he wants to show how we should love one another. Love one another. And that means, if you're asking me, or you're asking me, I believe that's the problem we have in so many of us, hard to love. And as we were saying on yesterday, what Paul was saying in Romans 12, I believe that was Romans 12, and if you have the Bible, turn with me to Romans 12. I believe some of us, we just not, when we obey the gospel, some of us are not transformed in changing. And when we are transformed, we are changed, we change, especially when we get into Christ. We should be working on that change. I'm not saying the change is going to happen overnight, but through transforming, it should be in the works. You understand what I'm saying? Now, there are a lot of us, the reason why we can't show that love to one another is because we have not reached that level of transformation. And you must reach that level of transformation. And I'm going to just restructure it right now, what Paul is saying in Romans 12. Let's begin with verse 2. Paul is saying, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Through the grace given unto me, to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. Again, what Paul is talking about, when he used the word sober, he's not talking about sober up because you're drunk, but he's talking about think right of everybody. And we gave you an example of myself thinking I can sing when I can't sing. And a lot of people say, well, you can't sing. But for years, I thought I could sing. That's because I wasn't thinking soberly of what I really can do. Not saying that you should pull yourself down, but be honest with yourself at the talent that God gives you. If God did not give you a talent, he'll tell. If God didn't give you talent to be one of the best runner or tracker, you can't do it. If God didn't give you the talent to be a good football player, you just can't do it. You have to be honest with yourself. And this is what Paul is saying here. Be sober. Think soberly. Think soberly. And then he says here, but to think soberly, had dealt to every man the measure of faith. But we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member of the another. Having been gifts differing according to the grace that's given to us, let us prophesy. According to the proportion of faith, wait on our ministry. He that teaches us on teaching. He that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him give it, do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that sheweth mercy with cheerfulness. In other words, if we are transformed, we will have the spirit of love. We will not talk bad about someone if we're truly transformed with our own limitations. If we're truly transformed, we will treat everyone in a correct way. We will have love for that individual. And here Paul in 2 Timothy 2. And I believe Paul, he mentions another formula, if I could use the word formula, how we can change. And we're going to leave you with this cross here. And let's begin with verse, let me see here. Let's say 19. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, Paul told his son in the faith, Timothy, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. And now, if we not saying to give up things of love, but put God first, put your transformation to God first, put people before all that, and once you put in this before that and really love them as Christ so loved us, don't you know you would have to worry about what, Brother Oscar? Saying anything bad about anybody? Because if you get transformed, you're going to love me. You're going to love your sisters and your brothers. You're going to love your family, and you want the best for your family. We're going to leave you with that thought. You would want the best for your family. You would want to go back and talk for conscience sake, for conscience sake. Be careful of what you say to anybody. Amen, amen. We hope that we said something to help you to grow in grace and in love with Jesus Christ and to love your brothers and your sisters. All right, this is our conclusion. We are thankful that you kept your ears on long enough to be listening at the time we're coming on live. You can always listen. Go to the BTR platform, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and I believe you're still on iHeartRadio. So you can go to these networks and pull us up, Chatting from the Word, hosted by Brother Oscar, and take us a listen. Give us a listen and be happy and praise the Lord on this wonderful one. We're so thankful that we were a part of your day. We're so thankful that you were a part of our day. And we hope that you listened and had your ears on, and we hope that we helped you this point with your walk in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Of course, we're going to share the show with you later on, and if we can, we're going to share the program with you. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will is being done. Father, we thank you for allowing put this program on at this time. Father, we pray for all of our listeners, Father. We pray that you be with each and every one of them and that they may grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now may the Word of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, keep us well in this form. In Jesus' blessed name, amen and amen. Man, and as always,
when we reach that city of the new Jerusalem, we're gonna sing, yeah, we're gonna sing, by and by, oh, how the ransom singers will together lift that hymn when we sing, oh, yeah, oh, oh. Hallelujah. Oh.